Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll free. You can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the show. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table to talk about tonight, including Mark will be telling us about how to talk to the brainwashed. And I don't know who the brainwashed is intended to be, but we'll find out more about that with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And King Mark the First.
Also, Taryn has been announced as the one of the newest panel hosts of Keenvention. We can talk about that here in a little bit. You did some reporting from Dublin days and sort of doing tastes of life in New Hampshire on your YouTube channel, which
is Taryn Lupo.com. But again, that website is kind of trying to be under construction this week. I'm having some problems. So if you go there, just be happy to sign in, and you'll be able to get to it next week for sure.
Cool. So welcome aboard here. Of course, you can dial in toll-free and share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So, Mark, let's go into this here, the how to talk to the brainwashed. Yes. What's this all about? Where's it from?
Well, I got it from freemansperspective.com. It's a blog, but I thought it was a good one.
All right.
And, you know, not that blogs are not worth talking about. Frankly, bloggers break more stories these days than journalists do. So, really, when it comes down to a blog, it depends on which blog. And I think that he does a pretty good job with it here. So he said, last week I posted an article entitled, Man is Not Always Blind, and quite understandably I received comments from readers who disagreed. After all, when you're surrounded by people who wish not to see, who hate you for trying to make them see, it's natural to take that opinion.
And when he says see, he's talking about the gun in the room, the violence of the state.
Right, the ideas of liberty if they're explained to them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had an issue this week with an activist here in the area who we can talk more about it here in a little bit. But there's some controversy among local activists about being exclusive, you know, having principles for certain private club and disallowing membership to people who don't understand the ideas of liberty. And then having a conversation with the person who was in question and the individual getting up from the table and walking away once, you know, the discussion turned to trying to explain to him why his positions were supporting violence. Because on one hand, this individual does not believe he supports violence. Like, he would never support violence, right? Like, that's sort of the opinion of this individual. And this is not an uncommon story, right? There are a lot of people out there who support the idea of the state, which is, of course, at its core, an aggressive organization. The state is a group of men and women who are forcing their viewpoint. They're demanding people give them money and obedience, and they're doing it with the threat of violence. And some people just don't want to see that. That's what this guy's talking about. Those people.
Yes. And you know, when you're talking about minimum wage, what you're talking about is an organization that's inserting itself in a contract negotiation. And
sure, that's just one of the myriad of ways government forces itself upon you.
It's doing it to the detriment of workers. I mean, it's doing it to the detriment especially of young and ethnic workers.
Isn't that who it's supposed to help, the minimum wage?
I don't know. I imagine it's
supposed to help, you know, people at the bottom end of the skills spectrum, right?
I imagine it's supported by people who, have something to gain. Either they're minimum wage workers and wish to be paid more and can't get their bosses to pay them more. Or B, they are people who feel bad for minimum wage workers and wish that they made more. But what they don't understand is that, you know, you're just not, like, there's a threshold for pricing. Today, if I'm a business owner and you're worried about a living wage, that's usually what people talk about. So I live in an area where the minimum wage is now $15 an hour.
San Francisco.
I have, applying for my job, two people. One of them is 30 years old and, you know, hasn't managed to sort of get life together terribly well, but, you know, that's fine. They're all things being equal, they're the same as the 15-year-old who has also applied for the job. Who do you think's going to get the minimum wage job that I'm offering? Because I have the choice between a 15-year-old who probably doesn't have very many life skills, mm-hmm. and a 30-year-old who at the very least should have an opportunity to have developed some of them.
Seems like a 30-year-old would
get that.
It's pretty clear. The last time, I mean, I haven't lived away from home at any point when making minimum wage, because minimum wage isn't supposed to be a living wage.
Mm. And this is a hard realization I think some people have to come to. Because, you know, I had a practice where I had 7 employees, and it was a big deal to have all these employees. And I had to have the kind of hard talk with them that, you know, I don't run this just so you guys can have jobs, that I've got to make a profit right. to stay in business.
That's
and
what
I think
I call
a
my
lot
paycheck.
Of people, I think just people, it sounds good on paper, and it's a lot of blowhard of, you know, let's help the little guy, let's make sure they get paid a working wage, and they don't realize that they just destroy the business owners, and there will be no job. Well, you know, if
insidious.
My employees demanded I gave them a raise, it wouldn't happen.
People who have studied this have seen the economic impact of the minimum wage, and they've reported on it. But, you know, people still support it because they don't know the facts, and all they know is that it feels good to, I'm voting
good.
For the minimum wage.
Well, there's stores
raise
like
it.
Costco, which compared to, say, Sam's Club, pays significantly better wages. But, you know, for whatever reason, that's what works in their business model. It has nothing to do with the point that I'm trying to make here. You're never going to have skilled 15-year-olds aren't going to grow into skilled workers unless they get minimum wage jobs. That's why we call it a minimum. It is not a minimum that you need to survive. It is a minimum wage that we pay people, period. Those people who are starting out. Say those people who don't have a really great command of the English language. People who grew up in homes where a work ethic wasn't really taught to them in whatever way it was going to be taught. I consider myself lucky. I believe that I came equipped with these skills, right? Like I call that a privilege, and I'm willing to call it a privilege. It doesn't change anything about that I started at a minimum wage. Actually, I believe I was 15 years old when I started, so like the minimum age I could start working. I had a job previous, the same job previous to that, and I earned comic books. So once I turned 15, they started paying me cash. And then I don't think that I worked my entire 15th year for minimum wage. I think I got a raise after that, too. But that's how it goes. You know, you keep applying yourself, you keep doing better, you keep getting a better wage.
I think people get ticked off when they see, like, these, you know, Enron employees making $200 million, and they have, you know, they're scraping by on $10 an hour
sure.
working for these corporations. But the hard thing and what they don't realize is if I have a CEO who makes, you know, $100 million, I'm willing to pay that person $20 million. You know, they don't ever really think past that of, oh, well, the little guy's getting screwed. Look how much this guy's getting. You know what? If you can earn that kind of money, you deserve that kind of money.
Yeah, I'm with people that say that there's nothing really particularly special about what, say, some people do working in Silicon Valley or, you know, making some of these big paychecks. I don't think there's anything particularly impressive between the guy who sells cell phones for a living and the guy who sells, stocks and bonds for a living. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a big difference. I really don't think there's a big difference. It doesn't change anything about what I'm saying about minimum wage. It's just a bunch of crybaby bullcrap that you're not either A, don't live in the place where this where these jobs are, or B, you haven't done what it is takes to get one of them. And I'm sorry you haven't. I haven't.
All right,
I'm not getting it.
Ian, what was your first job?
Job as in some place where taxes were taken out, or job as in I worked for someone?
Well, tell us both. I mean, what was your first...
My first job would have been working for my mom at her thrift store in Sarasota, Florida, as a kid.
See,
I worked there for a number of years.
That's that employment privilege I was talking about.
Right? Child labor. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, that's exactly it. Child labor is employment privilege.
Did she pay you with thrift, or did you actually get a paycheck?
I got a little bit of money. I don't know.
She wasn't like, you can have help yourself with these toys. Or
no, I don't remember how much it was, but I did get something out of it. And then the first actual job where taxes were taken out would have been Kmart when I was 16.
Kmart.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we'll come back. We can talk more. We can talk more about the minimum wage if we want. Also, the idea of communicating. How do you get past these walls that people have? Mark, this guy, you say, has some suggestions.
Yeah.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you can share your experiences. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free. Share your thoughts with us, whether it's on the minimum wage or the larger discussion of how to communicate the ideas of freedom to people who have mental blocks, They are people who would probably agree with us if you could show them this so-called gun in the room. This is the sort of a metaphor for the government, the violence, the aggressive violence of the state. Because people don't want to see it, especially if they've spent their entire lives believing that it's not there, or believing that there's somehow, when the state acts, that it's somehow acceptable, whatever it is that they're doing, simply because people have voted for it. I mean, there's all kinds of rationale that people will put behind their belief systems, but it can be difficult, especially the older someone is, to have these conversations. And Mark's got a story that he's going to share with us with some suggestions as to how to approach these discussions with folks. But maybe you would like to explain your experience to us. You're welcome to do so. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Taryn, you said you've tried out purse.freetalklive.com.
I did. I finally got off my butt and tried it. I have to say, at first, it took me a good 10, 20 minutes to figure out like how to do my first transaction. But
there is a slight learning curve, I would say.
I think I need to make a video for them to help them out.
Okay.
They might appreciate that, because there was a little learning curve. But once you got the hang of it, it was really cool. My first thing I got was some sheet music. And then,
percentage off?
I did the instant. The very first time, okay. I was like, I just want to try it.
Instant gratification. So that's actually what most people are doing. We looked 8%. At the statistics.
Well, what it was.
8%?
8% is what it starts at.
Sweet.
And then what I didn't realize is you could slide that bar.
Okay.
There was no instructions. So when you go there, there's like a little bar when you're trying to, it says send Bitcoin. You go there and you can adjust it. And so I put I'm trying to buy a flugelhorn. And
a flugelhorn?
A flugelhorn.
Is it like a flute
and
a flugel?
It's like a combination between it's like a large trumpet. A trumpet and a trombone kind of made love and made a flugelhorn.
Okay.
it's kind of like a luxury item. I've always wanted to play one, and it's not something I could really afford. So I went for a big discount on that one, and I went for 41%. So
did anyone bite on that?
It's only been up there 3 days.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know. I'll keep you.
The
if
higher
anybody
you go,
listening, come buy me a flugelhorn.
The higher you go above, say, 25%, the less and less likely it'll be to be fulfilled. I tried one just to see what would happen. I put one up for like a week at 50%, and it didn't get, you know, nobody bought a bid on that, because there are other Bitcoins. You're essentially competing in a marketplace against other people who are looking to sell their Bitcoins. Because what's happening with Purse is you're putting up your own Bitcoin, and then somebody else is buying them, in your case, at 40-whatever percent above the actual cost of Bitcoin. So as you might imagine, it's relatively difficult to find someone willing to do that.
Trying to think. Maybe it's like if they're just really needed to buy a Bitcoin with a credit card, maybe this is the roundabout way to do it, or why they would buy it at 40%, but someone's doing it. So
there's different reasons for it.
I got
it.
Time. I'm just going to wait.
It's, we actually interviewed the CEO of Purse, and he explained that there are people around the world who are they work with these Mechanical Turk workers for Amazon, and they get paid with Amazon store credit. So what they're doing is they're using their Amazon store credit, turning that into Bitcoin, so they can then use the Bitcoin in more ways.
That's genius.
So it's pretty handy stuff. Go check out purse.freetalklive.com and get your stuff at Amazon at like 20-25% off easily, or you can try your luck at higher discounts.
Go buy me a flugelhorn.
Purse.freetalklive.com. So we will go to your calls and thoughts. Scott, listening in Raleigh to Talk Radio 850. Go ahead, Scott.
I think the debate that we're having about what our compensation should be was summed up by a fellow whose book I just read, who uses Uber as an example. And so folks complain that during the peak times, Uber jacks their rates up. Well, I've been doing that for the past 15 or 20 years of my business. I understand that when it starts to get busy, I need to jack it up. And I do because my value is higher. So he talks about folks that get paid for information and how, you know, arbitrary it is at best. But see here, what we're become as a society is we're giving in a little bit to the convenience. And I think when you talk about this minimum wage, by and large, 80%+ of the people who are lobbying for more money are the restaurateurs that own, you know, the people working in restaurants, fast food restaurants in particular. Now, my McDonald's.
Why would they be doing that?
So the people in, I'm trying to figure out who's lobbying. Are we talking about fast food restaurant workers, or are we talking about fast food restaurateurs?
No, I misspoke. I mean the workers. They
okay.
think that their corporations are making, you know, hand over fist and so on and so forth. But I've always thought that the fast food model, let me not put a label of a brand on any one, was during lunch, guess what? Here's my price list. You come in when we're all asleep, here's my price list. I'd have done that 25 years ago, and you would have seen a behavior, you would have taught people to curtail their behavior. That if you're going to need it now, we're going to charge you now. If you're going to wait 25 minutes or take lunch at 3 o'clock in the instance of restaurants, you're going to get a deal. So
I think it's a great idea.
Well, I mean, people do that to some extent, right? Like, there's a lunch place, or there's a Chinese restaurant here that gives you 50% off sushi during certain lunch hours, right?
Well, so, and the airline business runs their whole model off that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's talking about lunch, and lunch is unique because many employees get, like, 30 minutes to go eat lunch. Mm-hmm. So you either pack a lunch and eat it at work, or you go and you get fast food because you cannot eat lunch at a restaurant and get back to work. I mean, maybe if it's right next door, you can walk over, eat there, and come back. But in most cases, people are getting in cars, and a car trip takes minimum 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about 10 minutes to eat. So go ahead.
Use the example of a food truck as well. Look at the explosion in food trucks because they're portable. They go to you. So
yep.
you can get out of your office, per se, go downstairs, get something to eat, and come back upstairs and eat it in. I did an experiment for the past 3 weeks. I've been trying not to buy fast food at the place where I work. I've been trying to bring my own food with me. And it's just, I sit down and eat when I can, you know? So I just think that the world's changing right under our very noses. And this argument's going to be a moot point in 10 years.
Scott, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, the world is definitely going to change. Either roll with those changes or you're going to look like a Luddite. You'll look like somebody who just doesn't get it, you know, with the times.
Well, one of these things you'll see on Facebook on a pretty regular basis, I see it on Facebook, is you'll see a picture of a sort of an automated ordering system.
Yeah, and like McDonald's.
At McDonald's, and it'll say, you've $15 an hour minimum wage, meet your new store clerk. Right? And I mean, that's
true.
What it comes down to, is that if think about this, Mr. and Mrs. Fast Food Consumer, what would you do if you could pay 25% off if you used a little touchscreen? Because this is why the touchscreens don't work, right? Like, I use them almost every time at Home Depot, but they practically have a cashier there doing it.
They have one cashier monitoring four stations.
Four stations. And now,
that's because things go wrong and somebody's got to be there to fix it.
But at least they're cutting their costs greatly by doing that. Sometimes you got to go through the regular cashier. At the grocery store, if you've got alcohol or maybe produce or something, you might want to take the regular cashier. But they have the automated one there, too. And if these fast food joints just put a little gizmo there that gave 10% off for people that ordered at it,
it'd
you'd find a lot more people using it.
That's how Skynet started.
I bet you'll
be careful. Skynet.
All right, we'll come back with more here. I bet you will start to see more of that, though, Mark, where, you know, even in a fast food joint, you get a choice. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, communicating the ideas of freedom. Coming back.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. OurFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to OurFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. OurFlags.com. That's OurFlags.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now, more Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and we've been talking about the minimum wage. Larger conversation is also happening that we've just scratched the surface of as to how best to communicate the ideas of freedom to people who seem very stuck in their ways, that you know, refuse to see the aggressive violence of the state. They just don't want to see it because it would result in serious cognitive dissonance. If they did, it would result in them having to, if they're a good person, and most people are, it would result in them having to recant and change their viewpoint on things. They would have to say, oh, wow, you know, I've been wrong my whole life. Gosh, that's a pretty tough thing to admit to, right? So that's one of the walls that that people have built up around themselves to protect them from changing their ideas on this. We can talk more about that here in a moment. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And King Mark the First.
To the phones and the fun. Michael's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Michael.
Hey, have y'all talked about the Sandra Bland incident?
Well, we've talked about it.
But, I don't recall.
Sandra Bland is the activist down in Texas who was arrested and put in jail. And
is this the one who died at the hands of the...
Found to have asphyxiated herself, I believe, was what they said.
Oh, my. No, I don't think I've been on the show when that's been discussed.
Okay.
Yeah, they... apparently she got pulled over because, you know, she tried to move over when the cop was speeding and... It was a 20-mile-an-hour zone, so she started to move over. And she got pulled over for not using her blinker. And, you know, the cop, you know, he was going to give her a warning or whatever. And, you know, she didn't want to put her cigarette out. And so that kind of contempt of cop thing started.
Yep.
And he wanted to just, you know, rip her out of the car, and she didn't want to. And, you know, just turned into being arrested for, you know, contempt of cop. And you know, I watched the video today, and, you know, he never says through the whole video, like, why she's being arrested. And the reason she actually got booked was for assaulting a public official, which...
With her cigarette? I mean, what
is that dangerous cigarette smell?
What are they claiming assaulted? What did she assault him with, allegedly? Do you know?
They claim that she kicked him and scratched him or something like that. But,
well,
you know.
I saw the video today. I didn't see the kicking and scratching.
There's a video of the arrest?
Yeah, there was some video that was released.
Okay.
Maybe I should look at more of it, but I didn't see that.
Yeah, well. I mean, there's a somebody that recorded it with their cell phone later that it doesn't show it either, but he just kind of mentions it. But anyways, I mean, there's no reason that she should have got arrested.
Sure.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but there's like three Texas senators that have come out and said that, you know, there's no reason she should have gotten arrested in the first place.
Well, what's your opinion? If you are getting illegally arrested and... You know, like, the cop has no real legitimate reason to arrest you, and they start pulling out and basically assaulting you, what is your recourse?
I think it should be the same as if somebody else is trying to kidnap you.
Well, that'd be nice. Unfortunately, you pretty much have to go along with being kidnapped. Well, the more resistance you put up, the more likely you're going to get killed.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I thought it was interesting. The police officer did in the video that I saw, and I'm now looking at a video that's 49 minutes long. So I have no. I watched something that was just a couple of minutes long. That he was asking her to put out her cigarette, and who the hell does he think he is? Like, this is endangering
apparently.
My workplace? No, this is my car. You have pulled over my car at the threat of my death if I don't. Because that's what those lights mean. Those lights mean that if you don't pull over, we're going to call a bunch of other guys with these silly little lights on the top of our cars, and we are going to do what it takes to stop you.
See, that's where you start to lose people, Mark. People don't want to believe that. They don't want to understand that that's the case. But they intimately know it, I think.
I don't think you can deny it. Sure, if you pull over and pull over relatively quickly, you probably won't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If she would have put out her cigarette... She likely wouldn't have had a problem. But you have to... This is supposed to be a country where you have rights. One of those rights is property rights. I said supposed to. And one of those rights is property rights. And that means that in your car, especially if there's nobody else in the car, and I don't see any evidence of anybody else being in the car, you should be able to smoke. And if a police officer doesn't like that, he can get his butt back in his car and drive off.
Michael, anything else you want to share tonight? I mean, what about the jail? Like, what about her experience there? What is known about that? Is there anything that's come out? Because that's where she perished, was not in the hands of this officer, but later.
Well, what I saw from the video, it didn't, I mean, the whole time she's saying, like, I want to see you in court. You know, I'm gonna love taking you to court. I didn't see any, I mean, I don't want to say that there's some conspiracy, but it didn't seem like she was the type of person that was going to kill herself. She wanted to take this to court. She was a... activist for, you know, Black Lives Matter, and she wanted to take this to court is what I took from it, and I don't see any reason that she would just kill herself, especially...
What part of Texas was this?
It was Waller County, and I live in Texas, but there's so many counties I have no idea where Waller County is.
Yeah.
There's more than 100, I think.
That's a lot. That's probably like 200, right?
I don't think so.
There's a lot of counties.
There's a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, if you hear more about it, Michael, thanks for the call tonight. Let us know, okay? Thank you for the call. I appreciate
all right,
it. The toll-free number is 855.
254 counties.
Aren't there...
Look,
wow.
Ian gets to be right.
Isn't there, like, these days, aren't all jails filmed? Aren't you filmed in your cell?
I guess it depends. No, probably not
in
your cell.
No?
The privacy issues.
In there. Yeah.
Mm.
So she committed suicide in her cell.
Yes,
that's what they will allege.
It wasn't filmed. So it does look like he was trying to drag her out of her car, and I don't, like, you couldn't see what she did, but it looked like she was putting up some kind of you know, effort to keep being pulled out of the car. You know, that's it, right? Like, this is all about her not putting out her cigarettes.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it's about. Because the cop goes up and says, "Ma'am, could you put out your cigarette?" Well. And then, well, now step out of the car. She says, no, step out of the car.
Mm.
And I don't know what this is like for other people, but I don't want to be pulled out of my car by a police officer.
It's cold out there.
There's no particular, or hot, or whatever. Yeah. And this is a punishment, right? Like, I couldn't get you to put your cigarette out, so I'll get you to step out of your car because I can. Right? And like, this is a somebody who's on a power trip.
Yeah.
And once he says it, once he says, step out of your car, then he has to stick with it because otherwise he loses power.
Good point.
And he's a petty tyrant, right?
He's like,
he's a
escalate.
Person with a small amount of power. So he doesn't even have a choice in his own mind to just be like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, I remember I got pulled over, and it was years ago, and the officer wanted me to turn off my radio. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I said, no, I don't want to. And he's like, well, can you turn it down? I was like, no. It's like, if you go give me a ticket, I'm going to listen to some radio while I sit in my car for 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
And, what did you do then?
He just went off and wrote me a ticket came back. And actually, you know what? I was actually listening to Free Talk Live, and they were talking about cops. I turned it up. And no, I got away with it. But, you can tell them no, but...
You didn't get away with it. You got a ticket.
No, actually, the guy didn't show up to court. I challenged it. Here's what happened
in Georgia?
To me.
Where was this?
This is in Georgia, okay. In Atlanta. And what happened was I get there, and there's like 100 people in this room. And there's, it's a ticket
all
room
taking
or whatever.
A plea.
And they're there, and they go, okay, everybody who's guilty, stand up, and we'll process you to the back. Go to the magistrate. So, like, 90% of people get up.
Oh, yeah.
And they go. And then the last 10%, they said, well, if you're here for Officer So-and-so, he didn't show up today, so all your tickets are dismissed.
Sweet.
So they let people incriminate themselves first.
Oh, yeah.
Who got arrested by this officer. It was like 90% of them were like, yeah, give me a ticket. Let's.
Had they stayed seated, they'd have gotten.
Had they just gone through with it, they would have gotten out of it. So that was,
that's a good story.
That was my learning experience. Always challenge a ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, a friend of mine whose ex-boyfriend used to be a police officer, he said, according to her, that he loved having tickets challenged because it was time and a half.
That's right.
So
they get paid more.
You never know who you're dealing with in any given instance.
Well, it's almost always the case that they're going to get time and a half if they show up, but sometimes they just got to be somewhere else or, you know, whatever. They're just not there. I've had one speeding ticket dropped for the same reason, Taryn.
Yeah.
But in my case, they waited 3 hours, gave the guy plenty of time to show up, and then they finally called the case, and I motioned to dismiss. So they wouldn't have done it had I not motioned to dismiss the case, I don't think. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
rflags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. Ourflags.com, now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to Ourflags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. Ourflags.com, that's Ourflags.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll-free, whether you want to talk tales of courtroom drama and success stories in the case of Taryn beating a ticket down in Georgia. It actually happened recently to Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show. He also challenged a ticket in Manchester, went down there, was prepared to record the trial and everything, had his camera and a tripod and cameraman, and they just let it go. It wasn't because the cop didn't show up. They just null-prossed the charges. They just didn't want to deal with it for whatever reason. That was it.
Still a win. I mean,
absolutely. Well, you know, it's a win and really a loss. A win.
Yeah.
Right, because if, whenever you're dealing with the government bureaucrats, you are going to have your time wasted.
Yeah.
So there, you never do really win. But ultimately, you can minimize the damages, and you can at least get a feeling of a victory. Like, you know, if you don't actually end up having to pay them something, then that's better than not.
I think you got to kind of look at the value of the ticket, look at the value of your time, look how far the place is away, and make up your mind at that point. Like, the tickets here for parking in Keene are $5. I just can't come up with in my mind a justification for, in many cases, like, they, you know, the two times that I fought it, they've made me go to court twice.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, there was one sort of an arraignment for a ticket, a $5 ticket, and then for the ticket itself. And you got to have, you know, and you got to go drive down there. There's the gasoline. It cost me more in gasoline to get to this place than it does to, you know, than the ticket itself.
That's why people just go ahead and pay up.
Yeah, because, that's exactly why.
You know, and it's unfortunate because if people were to challenge the tickets regularly, then they wouldn't be able to schedule them all for trial, and they would drop
just raise the price of the ticket so they made it justified.
They can't get away with it. They can't. There's a huge pushback here in Keene. Mark, you got to remember, you're in New Hampshire, where people are not happy with taxes already. Like, they don't, the people in New Hampshire, even in a lefty town like Keene, they don't want more ticket prices. They don't want it.
Well, if they don't want it, then why don't they go and fight it in court? Why do I have to be the one?
Maybe, you don't have to.
Maybe
you're obviously
some people
not.
Are.
I'm not.
I mean, you know, but for someone like
I'll
me,
I'll do it, and Derek will do it, and Aaron will do it.
But you see how indignant you get just when I say
I'm not indignant about it.
But really, that's I'm sorry. That sounded in your voice sounded like indignance. Excuse me.
No, I'm not. You do whatever you want, man. If it's not your activism, it's not your activism. But it's a shame that more people don't do it, because if more people did
shame.
It. Yeah, it is. Because if more people did challenge these tickets, they would not be able to schedule them all for trial, which would result in more people dropping, or these government bureaucrats dropping the tickets. That's not speculation. We've had people report to Robin Hood of Keene. This is a group of activists that fills parking meters for folks to, you know, prevent them from getting a ticket in the first place. But obviously they don't get to all of the expired meters. So people have told us that they have, you know, non-activist people, people we don't know, they've told the Robin Hooders, yeah, I went into the city hall to fight this ticket and they dropped it right there on the spot as soon as I challenged it.
I think it's important, at least for this, is, you know, there's a lot of noobs like me that don't know anything about court.
Yep.
And so it's a very low-risk ticket to learn. Now,
exactly.
If I had the time, I would challenge the five thing. But I understand, Mark, like, you actually make a real living. You know, when I was making real money, I don't think I would have probably done it. But now I have more time. I probably would for the learning experience alone, because I just don't know how court works, really.
Yeah, I think it's worth $5. It's a great education.
I think it's
experience.
Worth, totally worth it doing it to sort of figure out how the system works.
That's one reason. Another good reason is to clog the system up. And we've seen that actually works. And, you know, more people are going to move here who are willing to do this kind of stuff. And
yeah,
that's going to make life real difficult on them. I think it'd be fun to have like a whole row of 20 people go park downtown, get 20 tickets, and then put them all in as a challenge.
And, well, you know what does happen, though, are strangers who are watching will go,
yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not guilty either. And they'll try to get out of their tickets when they see yours dismissed. So it can happen where, you know, someone sees it that wouldn't have ever thought to do it.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So it is kind of an outreach in that way as well. So whether you want to tell us a court story or discuss the lady in Texas who died suspiciously in jail, did the guards take her to a place that was out of camera view, in this case her cell, and then, you know, strangle her to death? Or did this woman actually strangle herself? Or was it another inmate who did it? I don't know what the real story is, and we may never actually find out. But if you know more and you want to share, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. We were also discussing the minimum wage and this story, Mark, that you just scratched the surface of at the beginning of the hour about communicating with people. Do you want to pick that back up?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was a great story. I don't think we really even got anywhere with it.
We got three sentences.
We went somewhere else.
Freemansperspective.com. Last week I posted an article entitled "Man is Not Always Blind," and quite understandably I received comments from readers who disagreed. After all, when you're surrounded by people who wish not to see, who hate you for trying to make them see, it's natural to take that opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And since the word is often fitting, I'll go ahead with brainwashed to describe those who wish not to see. But rather than debating, is it getting any better, I'd like to move on to actually making things better. And that means talking to people. So, since there's something of an art to speaking to the brainwashed, I will direct the rest of this article to this art. To begin, let's start by removing the divide. You and I have made the same mistakes these people are making. We may be a few steps ahead of them in leaving the swamp, but we started in the same swamp with them.
Most people, yeah, that's true.
And this is,
unless their parents were libertarians or voluntarists.
Right? Yeah, and one thing's important here is this is about convincing people on all levels. This isn't just about libertarianism. This is about convincing people in all kinds of different ways.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're trying to convince people, just remember that you weren't always convinced. I'm very frustrated with people that are, you know, still learning the things that I know. It's like, God, how many times do I have to tell you? And the answer
is, that's not going to help if you say
as
that.
Many as it takes.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Hopefully you're saying that in your head rather than out loud.
Well, what I'm saying in my head is that I'm just sick and tired of dealing with human beings. Mm. Like, I'm just...
That's why you have pigs.
Frustrated.
I get it.
Well, they're... You know what? I can... At least I know how to deal with pigs. When it comes to human beings, it's just so frustrating to deal with people. They can be so pig-headed.
Mm. I get it, because I think there's a burnout where... think of it like a hotel on fire, that you're going down and you're knocking all the doors and telling everybody it's on fire, let's get out, let's get out, let's get out. And then someone wants to stand at the door and argue with you for 30 minutes that there's no fire. You know, I just go, no, let's go to the next door, and I try to save as many as I can. So at this point in my activism, I just go for the low-hanging fruit. I don't go for the difficult ones to, you know, I'm going to get my father to understand everything.
I'm with you on that, you Taryn. Know, it is absolutely a numbers game to me, and you only have so much time. So you can only spend your time on so many people. We'll be doing an outreach booth at the county fair coming up next week. It's sort of my carny week, which I really enjoy the hell out of.
I want to hear you practice your carnival barking.
Yeah, it's not quite like that.
I want to call you a barker. That's such a professional
Daryl is
term.
Actually really good at doing the carny barking stuff. But, but you know, it's the same thing there. If somebody comes along, and this is an old rule for outreach booths, eventually somebody's going to come along who's like some political junkie, and they just want to stand at the booth and just yap, and talk about whatever their issues are with libertarianism. And you got to get those people out of there, man, because for everybody that is just yakking their head off at the booth, there's 50 people walking by that you're not able to actually reach out to. So it's the same kind of thing. I'm totally with you. But there are those people who, you know, they're still stuck on the I got to convince dad or their best friend or worse, their wife or their husband. Spouse.
They love them. That's why they want to convince
hard.
Them.
And I get it, and I'm not against. I mean, there was a time when I had that kind of energy in my 20s that I would sit there and, you know, try to talk someone I loved. But I think it's just all of us have been doing this a long time, man. I think you just go for the burnout after a while, that I'm not willing to go after these people anymore like I used to be. I go for the ones that are just right close to my level. Just bring them a little further.
I believe that, you know, what my system is to let live and let live as far as it goes. Look, everybody wants to say when you believe in the ideas of liberty, let's agree to disagree, right? Like they want to agree to disagree with you. And I, you know, when I'm having a conversation with somebody I don't love and don't want to have a particular relationship with them, I will just go ahead and, you know, let them know, you know, that you're agreeing to disagree about initiation of violence against against peaceful people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're an a-hole, and you want me to agree that it's okay that you're an a-hole. And, like, I don't mind using terminology with people like that, because I don't particularly care if I convince them. When I'm talking about people that I care about, I'm really, they know what my position is. I'll explain my position, and that's fine. I really don't push it on them. I let them slowly internalize it, because what people want is they want to be loved and accepted. They want to be heard. They want to be comfortable. And if you allow them to have those things, they'll come along. Because what people are very bad at is being convinced. You know, if I'm able to convince you of something, that makes me smarter in that area. And people don't want you to be smarter, especially if you're talking about, you know, moms and dads and uncles and aunts and that sort of those brothers and sisters.
Let's come back with more of this discussion here in moments. You are welcome to add your story into the mix. Maybe you can explain how you were brought on board or how you successfully managed to bring somebody on board with the ideas of freedom at 855-450-FREE. More coming up in hour two.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.